Okay, today's daf is Chagiga, daf Chavav, the second to last daf here in Maseches Chagiga. And we'll talk about a sugi that really comes up elsewhere, in the beginning of Yivamus, which is, we're getting ready for that, but it's brought up, connected, our sugi is connected by the Chassam Sofer to that sugi. The Gemara says here, in the middle of Chavav and Aleph, relating to Ne'emanus, whether you're allowed to trust certain Ame Haaretz at certain times of year, because... yesterday we spoke about that they're more scared of kachin than they are of truma, but the Gemara says ubishas haregel af ala truma. When the gabayim, this is about a related issue that people come into your house and they say we didn't touch your kalim, and b'Yerushalayim it says ne'emanim ala kodesh ubishas haregel af ala truma. So on b'shas haregel, even on truma, amayaretz are trusted to say that it is kosher. Says the Gemara Minani, Mili, how do you know this? Sh'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi to Amar Kra, v'ye'asef kalish Yisrael elo'ir ki'ishachad chaveirim. That's the pasuk in Sefer Shoftim. Everybody came to Yerushalayim, chaveirim. So the Gemara darshan, sakasif asan kulan chaveirim. The pasuk made them all chaveirim. So what does that mean? So the Gemara assumes Rashi pipilegesh begiva was that they all gather together by pipilegesh begiva. Not one of the greatest stories for Am Yisrael in Tanakh. Hakasav asan chaveirim veregel shas asifahu. The regel yantiv puts us all together. It's an asifa, and on the yantiv we're all called chaveirim. We're all called have status of chaver and not just am haaretz, and we're all together, and therefore we are one. The Chassam Sofer quotes this. In a totally different context, in Hilchos Taf Tzadi Gimel, in Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer, where the Rama discusses whether one is allowed to have different minhagim in the same place. The Rama says, there are some that have the minhag to get a haircut, the first half of Sfira, the second half of Sfira, all the different understandings. Rob Harbi Makobas Noagim Lestaper Ad Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Many say the Rama, they get a haircut until Rosh Chodesh Iyar, meaning they hold the second half of Sfira. Va'osan lo yispru milag ba'omer ve'elech. Avishim mutu lestaper b'lag ba'omer atzmo, but lag ba'omer itself is mutter. Va'osan makobas noagim lestaper b'lag ba'omer ve'elech. Lo yistaper klal achar pesach al lag ba'omer. Lo yinhagu bi'ir achas mixas minagzeu mixas minagze. Mishum losis go to do. Rama says you shouldn't have one city with different minhagim. Some people getting haircuts now, some getting haircuts later. Because of losis go to do. Because you can't shein linok heter b'shtem. Surely one person can't hold the heterim of both. Meaning I'm going to hold the second half of sphere and then I'm going to hold the first half of sphere. So I'll hold the whole no. So that is the this is the Rama. And the Magen Avraham goes into various details of losis go to do. And on this. Rama, that's where the Chassam Sofer quotes, commenting on the Magen Avraham, look in Chagiga Chavav, where it talks about how all of Klal Yisrael have to be one, have to be connected, by Yasef, Recha, Asu, Kalachad, Kol Yisrael Chavirim. That's what the Chassam Sofer has that Ha'ara. So without getting into the details of the spheric context, let's talk a little bit in general about the Isra of Losis Go to do, which again, the main sugya is in Yevamis, Daf Yud Gimel, Daf Yud Dalet. And that's where the Gemara discusses Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah. How is it that Mikra Megillah, what's Losis Go to do? The Isser, according to Chazal, of having various different groups of Jews serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in different ways, in the same place. Losis Go to Losasu, Agudos. One shouldn't be in groups. So the Gemara, Yud Gimel Amabez and Yevamis, asks, so how do we have the first mission, Maseches Megillah, Tanan Hasam, Megillah Nikrias, Ba'adachar, Shneimasar, Shloshasar, Ba'asar, Chamishasar, Lo Pachas Vel Yoser, Amalei Reish Lakesh Rabbi Yochanan, Ikri Kan Losis Go to do. Losasu, Agudos, Agudos. How could we be doing all different things? So it's interesting to, maybe we're not going to talk about this today, maybe when we get into Yevamis, does the Gemara ever answer that question by Mikra Megillah? It's not Mefurish. The Rishonim, Rashi, Tosas discuss how that question was answered. But the Gemara gets into this sugya of Losis Go to do. So the first Rabbi Yochanan answers, who says that that's how you understand the Pasuk? What does the word Losis Go to do mean? It means don't gash yourself. That's the literal translation. Losis Go to do mean by the gufe. Tam rachmana losasu chabura almeis. Don't make a chabura upon hearing about a niftar. So it says Reish Lakish. Imkain lemakar lo sago to do ma loy sis go to do. Shvamin alachi dasa. It must be teaching me this also. Ve'emakule ilachi dasa. Maybe the whole pasuk is just teaching me that. Imkain lemakar lo sago to do ma lo sis go to do. Shvamin a tarti. Okay. So different You learn both halakas. Amar le'akan lo shanisa, but didn't you learn in the beginning of Maseches or the Pesachim Daf Nun, the beginning of Perek Malkam Shenagu? Malkam Shenagu lasas malacha baravi Pesachim archatzos osin. Malkam Shenagu lasas ein osin. So you see, there are different minhagim. There are different minhagim in Klal Yisrael. So what's how could that be? Lo says go to do Amar le. So answers Reish Lakish. Amina lecha na isura. I'm talking about isurim. About halachos, about dinim, different dinim. Damar Rav Shimon bar Abba Amar Yochanan lekayim as yimei haperim bizmanim harbi tiknu lahem chachamim. V'yata amar li minhaga. Right, you're telling me minhag? Different minhagim, that's something. That's not a violation of losis go to do. The Gemara seems to say kipshuto. Just dinim, people doing different halachos, dinim, that's where it is. But then the Gemara says, what do you mean? V'hasam lavi surah have. That's not an isser. The minhagim there turned into an isser because makam shenagu. So you have to follow certain psakim. So the Gemara says, no, there's not an issue because if you're not doing malacha, people might just say you're not doing malacha because you don't have anything to do. But it's not a blatant, open violation of lo says go to do. Hasam aro omer malachu de leslei. And then the Gemara goes into beishamay and beishila, which is the sugi at the beginning of Meseches Yevamos. The Gemara continues, just to read the continuation, the Gemara at the end, the names of Abaye and Rava quote two different limitations on Losis go to do. And again, the question is how to apply this. We're just going to, again, do some background today. Amar Abaye, ki amrina Losis go to do, when do you say Losis go to do, says Abaye, could go in shtei batei dinim bi'irachas. We have two bezdins in one city. Halalu morim kediver beishamai, halalu morim kediver beishilel. If you have two bati dinim in one city giving different psakim, that's a problem. Aval shtei bati dinim b'shtei ayaros laslan ba. Two different cities, there's no problem. Only in the same city is the problem of losis go to do. Two different cities, do whatever you want. Amar le Rava, Rava argues. He says, no, b'sham and b'shilo are like two different bati dinim in one city, and we see it's still okay. El amar Rava, ki amrina losis go to do, b'kagon bezdin b'ir achas. If you have one bezdin in a city, half of the bezdin says one thing, and half of the bezdin says the other thing. That's lo says go to do. Plag morin kedivir b'shamay, plag morin kedivir b'silol. Aval shtei bati dinim b'ir achas laslan ba. The second that you're two bati dinim, even in the same city, it is okay. So that's a lot of the evidence in Chazal. So what's the isra of lo says go to do about? So there seems to be a major machlokas we showing him about this. Says the, again, first the Tam. But even before you get to the Machlokes and Tams, interesting, the Kesef Mishnah has an interesting question. The Kesef Mishnah in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, where this is quoted, asks, why would you ever get Malkus for Losis go to do? Isn't it a Lav Shebeklalos? Isn't it an all-inclusive Lav? We know one only gets Malkus for Lav Dumita Chasima, where the lav is similar to the lav of muzzling, because that's where losachlam sarbadisho is right next to the makar of arbaim yakenu lo yosef in kiseitze. So you only get malchus, chazal say dumya to lav to chasima. So it has to be a lav sheish b'maisa. That's that lav with an action. It has to be a lav that's not nitak lase. Right? You can't fix it with an assay. It has to be a specific lav, not a lav shebeklalos. Lav shebeklalos means a lav that includes 10 different things. Like lo sochlo al adam, the Gemara says 6 different things based on that pasuk. You can't eat before davening. Avez is not allowed to eat on the day they put somebody to death. And there's no suras havra by haruge meses bezdin. There's a couple. So lo sochlo al adam is the classic lav shebeklalos. So you don't get malchus for that because it's not dumi to lav dechasima. And there are others lav shenita lav sharas meses bezdin. But says the Kesef Mishnah, isn't this a lav shebeklalos? V'yim tomar, heich loke hamigadet atzmo. So even if somebody gashes themselves, they shouldn't get malchus, because this Israel Losis go to do includes at least two different things, right? Gashing and not making groups. Alav shebeklalosu, kemo lav de lo sochlo al adam. V'yesh lomar, says the Kesef Mishnah, yesod in lav shebeklalos, de lo dummy, de hacha ikar alav yadanu, shehu shelo nigdad atzmenu. No, we know the ikar here. The ikar is, what's the push-up shot? Not to wound yourself. Lo sochlu al adam has 5 different meanings, including don't eat dam, don't eat blood. But also lo sochlu before you daven for your blood. Lo sochlu, all of those we assume are in even the pshat of the pasuk. But here we know the ikar. The ikar pshat of the pasuk is not to gash yourself. Ela sharaba riba hakasuv gam shelo lehaasos agudos agudos. Aval lo sochlu al adam ikar alav lo noda. That's an important yesod in Lav Shebeklalos, but that's the But back to the main issue. So what is the yisod of Losis Godadu? So if you look in Rashi, Rashi says right here in Yevamos Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Losis Godadu, Rashi's lashon is Denira Kinohagin Beis Toros. It appears as if there are two Toros. Kishakorin Kfarim Esamagila Biyom Knisa Vayaretz Gadolos Biyudalid Umukafin Choma Petesov. Somebody will look and say, like, what kind of Torah is this? Everybody's doing their own thing. What day are they reading? And this is the Din Rabbanan even. But everybody's doing their own thing. So because everybody's doing their own thing, it gives a negative impression. It's Nira Kishtei Toros. And if you look in the Ritva even has a even stronger Lashon. The Ritva here says, just find the Lashon. If I could find it for a second. Says the Ritva. The Ritva in Yevamos is always hard to find things because there's so many pages. Says the, I think it's before this. V'im kein, roi hu lachem shalotasu agudos agudos, uki'ilu yeshkan shtei toros, v'shnei elohus. Right, he adds in, it's like, it can lead to apikarsis. People think that you're doing two Torahs, oh, you got it from two gods, two different sources of your tzivui. Says the Ritva, this smacks of apikarsis. But that's the added line of the Ritva. And he connects that to the first half of the Pasuk. Because what does the first half of the Pasuk say? Banim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem, v'kivan sha'atem banei av echad, v'kel echad, roi hu lachem shalotasu agudos v'agudos. And that's the losis go to do. Ki'ilu yeshkan shtei toros v'shnei elohus v'chulo. Then he goes into that. So again, he connects it to the first half of the pasuk, and it's related to the impression that it gives, like a chil Hashem type of idea. Even before we get to the second opinion, but what about the principle of elu ve'elu dir ve'elukim chayim? Right, we have shlosh yasu k'shtei toros, and it appears like two toros that could lead people happy karsas, lead to two gods. But we have the Gemara in Erevin that Elu ve'elu, different opinions are okay. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. Right, so how do you put elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim together with losis godadu? Right, remember the Ritva there. Once we have one Ritva, the Ritva Ne'er v'Daf Yud Gimel. The Ne'er v'Daf Yud Gimel quotes the beautiful pshat, Shalu Rabbeinu Tzarfazal. Right, in this sugya, the Ritva, one of the great Chachmei Sfarad, quotes the Rabbeinu Tzarfaz, quotes the French rabbis, and says, what does this mean? What does elu ve'elu mean? Right, heich efshash you shneim divrei Elokim chayim ze oser v'ze matir v'tirtzu, and they answer the French rabbis kisha Allah Moshe lamar lakabel Torah. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai to get the Torah, heru loa kol davar v'davar, they showed him regarding every Torah concept. Memtes panim leisru, memtes panim leheter. V'shalak on his baruch hu al ze. Is this mutter? Is this aser? I don't understand. How can it be Tami? How can it be Torah? They showed Moshe all the different aspects of every Torah concept. And the yes Hashem, I don't understand this. Va'amar she'yizeh masur l'chachmei Yisrael she'bechol dar badar. V'yeh hachra kemosam. That's for you to figure out, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Use the Yud Gimel Midos. Use what you think is true. Again, certain halachas were given straight, and certain halachas were Torah Sheval Peh, given straight. And certain areas were given to the Chachamim to figure out what they decide. But what does that mean? So there's a difference between Beis Medrash and life. Elu ve'elu is in the Beis Medrash. Losis Godadu is in life. Right, Rav Soloveitchik often spoke about the difference between the Chefsa Shel Torah and the Chovas Gavra. Right, he once said, you can learn all of Maseches Megillah and Maseches Brachas. He once gave a shiur for 10 years on Brachas and Megillah for 10 years. So what, is that Bittul Torah Daraisa? Because most of those Masechtas are about Dinin Drabanan. About Zimun and Tefillah and Kriyas HaTorah and Kriyas HaMegillah. So on a Daraisa level, they were Mavatal Torah all those years, and Midarabanan, they learned Torah. Of course not. Of course not. There's a Chefsa Shel Torah. Even Dinan Darabanan are a Chefsa Shel Torah Midaraisa. Any Torah concept is a recognized piece of Torah Midaraisa. And Elu Ve'elu, you can discuss in the Beis Medrash. Do you do this? Do you do that? What's the Lamdas for this? What's the Lamdas for Beis Shammai? What's the Lamdas for every sheet in the book? But once you get out and say, okay, what do? We have a Shulchan Aruch. We have a Shulchan Aruch. We also happen to have a Ramah, right? So even within, you know, there's within the limitations of Losis Godadu, we still have different approaches that we do. But again, that is all Rashi, and the Rosh also has that in Erevin, and the Ritva about Shlo Yasu Kishtei Toros. If you look at the Rambam has a very different approach to Loses go to do. In Nilchas Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Dalid, the Rambam says, Ubechalas Harazu, Shaloyu Shnei Bati Dinim Be'ir Achas, Zenoek Biminag, Vezenoek Biminag Acher. You shouldn't have two Bati Dinim in one city. Questions who he passes like, Rav or Abaya, but you shouldn't have that in one city. Why? Shedaber Ze Goreim Lomachlokes Gedola. Having people to do different things in close proximity is going to lead to Machlokes. The cuss of Loses go to do, Losasu Agudos Agudos. So the Achronim point out that the Rambam seems to be saying very different than Rashi and the Ritva. The Rambam is not worried about Shlo Yasu Kishtei Toros, so what it appears like. He's worried about Machlokas. He's worried about people starting up with each other. And that's the Sefer HaChinuch also. So that's the Machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Some Achronim say, the Karen Ora says, so maybe that could be the difference between Reish Lakash and Rabbi Yochanan, which we're not going to get into, but others say maybe that's the difference between Rava and Abaya. Remember Abaya and Rava. They argue. Abaya said, when do you say this losis go to do? If you have two bati dinim in one city. But two cities, nothing to worry about. Two cities is nothing to worry about. And Rava says, even within the same city, you have nothing to worry about. It's just the same bezdin. Can't give a psak half this and half that. So what's the nekudas of machlokas between Abaya and Rava? So the Achronim say, maybe it's gufa, this machlokas of Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi and the Rambam. The Nitziv writes, and Etshuva, and Meshav Davar, and Simon Yud Zion. Right, according to Abaya who says that two cities are okay. Just the same city is the problem, even two batidina, but the same city is a problem. Abaya says, maybe he holds like Rashi. So Shaloyasu Kishtei Toros. So only one city looks like Shaloyasu Kishtei Toros. If you have two behaviors in the same city, what's going on here? But if it's a different city, there's no worry. Shaloyasu Kishtei Toros. While Rava is worried about Machlokas. So maybe only one Bezdin is a problem. Two bati dinim on two different sides of the city, that's okay, that's not going to lead to machlokas, right? So maybe it's, that's the machlokas of Bayan Rava. If you look in the Radvaz says, I agree, but exactly the opposite. I agree that Bayan Rava are arguing about this issue, but it's the opposite. It's the opposite. Abaya says there's a chashash machlokas. So anything in the same city, right, is a problem. Abaya says, right? Two bati dinim, they're still going to argue. They're in the same city, they're going to argue. But Rava says the issue is shelo yerkesh de toros, so even, as long as it's two bati dinim, it's okay, even if it's in the same city. But it's two bati dinim, so shelo yasu kesh de toros. So both the Radvaz and other Achronim say that the machlokas, Abaya and Rava, is goof of the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, but they go in opposite directions. Which one do they say? I'll read you the language of the Radvaz. This is in Chelik Hei Simin Yud Aleph. Simin Yud Aleph says, "Ef Shalom et Pasuk Harav Kabaya Kemistaver Tave Shelo Yirbu Machlokas BeYisrael." Abaya holds Shelo Yirbu Machlokas. What does Abaya say? Anything in the same city is a problem, even two. V'kivan Shem BeIr Achas Avagav Shem Shnei Bati Dinim Efshar LeHinat Zomana Machlokas. Jews are going to fight if they're in the same place. Right, even if it's two bati dinim. Shaharei hatzibur hanigror machareim zemekov zemachmir zepodev zemachayev. They're going to meet each other on the street and they're going to say, "My rabbi is bigger than your rabbi," right? And they're going to start arguing. Zemetami v'zemetayer. The ha'am and the am, the hamonam won't know what to do. They'll see these two bati dinim. Va'am poschul mashdia seifim v'yar bebeneim hasina v'hamachlokes v'zedaver hanira lachusha ayin. Says the Radvaz, and we know this. We see this all the time here in Cairo. In the 1500s. Aval shtei bati dinim b'shtei ayaros leslan ba. Different cities are okay. To kolir v'ir yimashech achar bezdino, that is Abaya. And according to Rava says, no, even in the same city, it's okay, because his worry is lo yaso k'shtei toros. And as long as you have two separate bati dinim, then it is okay. So these are two very different approaches. There's a many nafkaminas that one might say are related to this. What about minhagim? What about if it's two well-known opinions? Maybe we'll talk about the nafkaminas at another time. But just to read one tshuva, Reb Moshe has a tshuva where he talks about America. Is there losis go to do in America? And Reb Moshe says, for a number of different reasons, there is no losis go to do. In America, the fact that people have different minhagim. He wrote this tshuva in 1957. Right? The detail is not our issue now. It's about a husband and wife get together, get married, and the husband is from a Hasidic group that the women shave their head after they get married, and the wife doesn't want anything to do with it. The wife's like, "What are you talking about?" So I don't know why they didn't talk about this earlier, but either way, this is the machlokas that was going on, and Rav Moshe says there is no problem. There is no problem with the woman not shaving her head. She doesn't want to do it. Because there's no issues of losis go to do here. In America, he says, Kol asafik umishum tibim medina seinu da America shenikvatsu lakan michol medinos v'kolecha noe kefi amakam sheba misham v'lo nikva mikan eizem in a kavua. There's no specific min a kavua. It's a melting pot. V'ein bezem mishum losis go to do. Right? Everybody can do whatever they want because there's no losis go to do in this case. Right? People come and follow their old minhagim. And then he says, anyway, a husband and wife, the wife is and the husband are one rishus. It's the opposite. The wife wanted to shave her head, and the husband did not want her to shave her head. That was the way what it was. And therefore, he says, the number one, you don't have to worry about losis go to do. Number two, she is nichnas lirishuso. And Chazal tell us that shaving one's head is an issue of shalom bayis. In Nazir Daf Chaf Chesi quotes, and therefore it is not a problem at all. And don't tell me that Vein LaHachshav Es HaBaal Shein Erosei Shegaleach, that he's not so frum because he wants head covering. He says that's not an issue. It's not an issue. He says many just as frum to have one's head covered. Says Rav Moshe. And there he goes through this issue. But again, the detail is not our issue. The issue is America in general. Moshe says it's a much different kind of question regarding losis go to do, because there are many different minhagim which people keep doing, and therefore it will be less of an issue. Okay, we will stop here.